pros. Lowe's wants to help you keep working. That's why we're open for pro business hours 6 to 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday. You'll find the quantities you expect with dedicated pro associates and loaders to help you get what you need fast and load you up curbside. Now, more than ever, we know you need to win every single bid. You can count on Lowe's for special values on pro-trusted brands and savings when you buy in bulk. Save yourself a trip by shopping lowesforpros.com, where we can ship thousands of items to your doorstep or to the job site. Lowe's is open and pro ready.
It's a good show.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Text. I'm Kara.
I'm Megan.
And Christy is going to be on this episode. She's on her way, but she is stuck in a little bit of that classic LA traffic. So when she bursts in here, you guys just get ready for some fucking Mary Tyler Moore shit the second she gets in here.
I thought I knew sign language for
Megan just
30
tried
seconds.
To spell out the words, the first three letters of the alphabet to me and just drew them in the air like she was doing sign language. And it was very funny.
At one point, I did know the ABCs in sign language.
Oh, I'd never known anything.
Didn't you ever like sign a song?
No.
Whoa.
But I know what you're talking about. I feel like I saw other people do that in their choir.
Yeah,
but
that was
never did that.
That was huge.
We
would do like a Christmas song, a Hanukkah song, a Kwanzaa song. Those were like, you're definitely going to do that at some point in the year. And you would sign a song.
Wow. Yeah. We
love
never
in every
did that.
Language. Love. I like. I know it. Love in every language.
She's doing it. Podcast perfect medium to show off your sign language
well,
skills.
I didn't nail it. So maybe it's for the best you can't see.
Let's just get into it. Megan sent us the greatest text today about how she took a pumpkin off a pile of pumpkins and one got loose and she had to chase it across a parking lot. And I honestly, just the visual of it made me laugh, but I would love to hear your more updated story.
Well, yeah.
Were you at like a Gelson's or something?
I was at not even a Gelson's. I was at a Vaughn's. I was low end, baby.
How do you rate? Okay, so like in LA would be like obviously Whole Foods would be like your top thing, but then like underneath that would be like Gelson's.
But for me, my ranking is different because like I just have personal preferences. Like Trader Joe's to me is queen,
oh, I love Trader Joe's.
Queen bee.
I love Trader Joe's, but that's like I guess considered like a discount supermarket because they carry their own stuff. And I gotta tell you, today I'm sorry that we're not doing our sponsorship begging.
Me too. I'm hungry.
I today had this frozen meal from them that is butternut squash macaroni and cheese, and
oh,
it was
I was interested
fucking
in that.
Delicious.
Okay,
I ate that and was like, this is like restaurant, like not restaurant. Like you could tell I put it in the microwave, but it was so fucking good.
So you know what I got from there recently that I've been really loving is the cauliflower gnocchi.
Oh yes, you told us about that on another one.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, you just mentioned that you had it. I think it was like how you broke your raw veganism, but you never actually gave a full review of it. Which is great.
Yeah, so it's very good.
Yeah.
I like it. I also love their cauliflower fried rice. I put that like in everything.
Okay, I got to get the gnocchi and the fried rice.
Because I'm just giving you suggestions because I know you're a veg head.
Well, I got this butter. I don't really do a lot of frozen stuff, but I just did it. I was like, in case I am like running around one day and like don't have time for lunch. Or sometimes I get home late from shows and I'm like, yeah, there's nothing really good near
me.
Oh,
I microwave a lot
so
of things.
I do. Yeah, so I got these and I just had it in there. And today I needed lunch really quickly and I was like, oh, and it was so fucking good. But I get Trader Joe's is the best.
Yeah.
But in terms of like fanciness,
the hierarchy,
it's like, would you say, and please, LA listeners, write in and tell us if we're wrong about this, because I've only lived here 2.5 years.
It would go Whole Foods,
Gelson's, Albertsons.
Oh, see, I prefer Ralph's.
Oh, Ralph's? Okay, Ralph's.
But that's because I have wonderful Ralph's experiences.
I like a Ralph's.
The Ralph's at Coldwater and Ventura. I've tweeted at corporate Ralph's multiple times to let them know how wonderful everyone that works there is. They haven't even like favorited nothing. I'm giving them positive.
Wow.
Christy, when she comes in, she can confirm this. I had a friend who worked there, Benny, and it made a lot of people in my life concerned.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to be upset.
Christy, she's here.
Christy,
oh my God.
You're going to be so upset when you hear what
we're literally ranking LA supermarkets, and she's talking about how much she loved the Ralphs by where you used to live.
Oh, I love that house.
And how I had a relationship with Benny.
Who can forget Benny? I saw Julianne Moore at that Ralph's.
Oh, did you see Amy Adams there too?
Oh, that's who I've, that's, they're
I
the
never
same
see
person
anybody.
In my head.
Different
gen, same.
Yeah.
Do you get offended that I mix redheads up?
No, because they're both so beautiful.
That's true.
Yeah, but they are. Yeah. Everybody mixes up Amy Adams and Jessica Chastain. I don't think they look anything alike.
I get Amy Adams and...
Jessica Chastain?
Isla Fisher?
Yeah.
Oh, but see, I think Isla Fisher looks a lot more like Jessica Chastain than she does like Amy Adams.
Now I don't
Amy
know
Adams
if
Amy Adams has like a real specific look to me.
I don't know if I know who Jessica Chastain is.
Zero Dark 30? Mrs.
Oh, she's got that really powerful
Molly's
chin.
She doesn't look like
her.
I think Isla and Amy are like, didn't know they weren't different people
but
until like
Isla
three
Fisher
movies.
Isla has more like sharpness to her face. I don't know.
True.
We can do a side-by-side comparison. Anyway, so we're at Whole Foods.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're ranking.
We're at Whole Foods, Gelson's, Ralph's, Albertson's, Vaughn's.
This is not our personal. This is what I think it is.
But in terms
Trader
of,
Joe's.
Oh, Trader Joe's is like queen.
Have we turned our backs?
I'm just saying in terms of like what are nice supermarkets, and Trader Joe's is like in a different category because they don't sell other products. Like they only sell their own shit. You know what I mean?
True. Good point.
They do a little bit in terms of alcohol.
They sell some bread.
Mm-hmm. They do this other brand that's not Trader Joe's bread?
Yeah, they've got like Ezekiel bread.
But isn't it Trader Joe's brand Ezekiel bread?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying. It's like its own thing.
Yeah.
So then after Vaughn's is John's, which is like
J-O-N-S. John's,
And Megan was telling the story about how the pumpkin got loose before you got here. That she texted us about today.
Well,
she was at a Vaughn's.
I was at a Vaughn's. Oh. And to make matters worse, I was at a Vaughn's across from a high school that has open campus. So there were like dozens of high school kids there just watching me chase a pumpkin in a parking lot.
That was nice you chased it.
Well, it was... I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want someone to run it over.
Yeah, that's true.
But then I threw caution to the wind about my own safety. And cars stopped. I mean, multiple cars had to like stop. And no, they didn't. They seemed delighted.
How in The Good Place, how Eleanor dies in The Good Place.
You know, I don't watch it.
I don't watch it either.
I had a horrible audition, the worst audition of my life. And the woman was so kind. And I just fucked it up and I can't watch it.
Who did you audition for?
The girl that Darcy plays.
Oh, Janet.
Yeah.
She's not a woman. She's not a girl.
Woman.
She's not a woman. She's a robot.
She's a robot.
She's like an AI. Yeah. She's like one of the jokes in the show is she's always like, not a woman, not a girl. Like when anyone calls her a woman or a girl, because she's not a person. She's like a sort of like a sentient, weird being.
I
don't know. You can't describe
Do
what
you
she
want to
is.
Hear what I did Fluid. In the audition?
What did you do?
I've never said this out loud.
Ugh, Megan, starting off the pod with a secret.
So, God, it like gives me anxiety thinking about it. So, I did theater growing up and did theater in college, was a theater.
Were you a theater major?
I don't even know what the fucking diploma says. I think I like missed a makeup class and I may only be like a minor, but I definitely was in lots of plays. I was Juliet.
Ooh.
And that was actually a tragedy too, because I ran off stage when I was supposed to be in The Tomb because I got claustrophobic.
Oh my God.
Oh my, did they put you in like a real coffin type situation? Oh.
No. It was like a sheet, but I was upset. Yeah, I get, okay, so I go to this audition.
A sheet.
This really probably has affected my career in a negative way because I've never auditioned at this place again, and she's considered like the best comedy casting person.
Okay.
So I get there. I didn't have a script printed out, and I'm doing the audition. I'm doing the audition, and I lose like my train of thought, and I go, line?
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Are you supposed
I didn't
to
know
show
it was
up
bad.
With your
you're
own script?
The thing is, I
to
didn't
be
know
off
it.
Book.
But you're supposed to be off book, but you're also supposed to be holding a script.
I didn't even know that.
She was so nice. She just was like, oh, here, take that. And I just like, oh, it was bad.
Oh, my God. When I'm casting, I'm so nice to people and so mean behind their back.
Oh,
not to make
I
you
would,
guys feel
no,
bad or
I would
anything.
So prefer that because people have been very, very mean to my face. or dismissive mm-hmm. or just like, why are you here? And it's like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sugary sweet. And then sometimes I feel bad, like they might, you know, think like,
no,
hey.
But that's good. I think you're helping people do their best performance
that's
when you're nice to them.
Oh, okay.
When people
be
are
nice.
Shitty.
When you're shitty, you got someone in your head, you're like, I'm the wrong look for this. This guy thinks I'm wasting his time because mm-hmm. I'm so, like, I'm too tall or I'm not the right person for this. And like, so mm-hmm. I think it's good. Just be fucking nice. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And then no one's ever going to know what you say behind their back.
Yeah. That's right. My life motto.
Yeah. Right. You know what?
And the thing is, I assume every single casting person, I leave the room and they go, that's the worst person we've ever seen in our life. Because that's what you just, like, that's just how I'm wired. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think I've ever left. I mean, that's why I also don't get cast in anything.
Well, it's also, I was just talking about this with someone the other day. Like, if they really wanted people to come in and do their best, why wouldn't all auditions be a week from when you find out about them? They are often the day before you find out.
Well, they want you to be, like, they want to see who can, like, rise to the occasion.
I know,
I
but
think.
It's like, give us like 3 days to 2 days to get off book. Like, they expect you to be off book for every audition.
I would rather do a cold read.
With a piece of paper?
I would rather.
Sure, but they don't want that. They want you off book.
Right. I would rather get there, get the script, and go, okay, and have to immediately go in. I think then I can sell it.
Megan just shook her shoulders and really, like, I believed it. But don't you think that maybe a part of that is them not having their shit together? Like,
the casting people?
Yeah, the
You know better than we do.
Like,
that's what
fuck,
I mean.
We gotta get some people in here.
Yeah, well, like, or no, a friend was just telling me, a comedian that we're friends with, Emma Willman, who has been doing a lot of acting lately. She's on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She was like, went in for something, and she went in and she was like a little bit nervous, and then afterwards she was like, sorry, was that bad? And the casting lady goes, yeah, but you know, we're not casting this for another week. You want to just come in next week? And she was like, yes, I want to come in next week. Why wasn't that originally on the table that I come? Because I think a lot of times they go, are you available? And if you said no, they'd probably
100%.
Be like, okay, when are you available? And you could do it in 2 days. But I think a lot of us go, yes, I'm available. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Well,
and then
the
you're just this fucking mess.
I learned that after having so many bad auditions. I remember once I just was like, oh, I'm going out of town. And they were like, okay, you can come in next week. And I was like, huh? And so now I just say no to everything.
Yeah.
And they will sometimes go, they're only seeing people tomorrow. And then I go, okay, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. And then you make it work.
And then if not, then I don't have to fucking go.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's like, working it's just, this system.
I'm sorry this just turned into Inside the Actor's Studio. Yeah.
Well, Christy. I'm not even an actor.
Wait, Christy, so do you want to talk about what you're casting right now or can you not?
I cannot.
You cannot. Okay.
Wow,
but I can you talk
secret?
About how you are getting trolled on Instagram?
Why are you getting trolled?
She sent us a text today that was like a screenshot of people, or yesterday, of people fucking with her.
I can say that I'm casting teenagers.
Right.
Yeah. And I have to do that through Instagram. And you guys, teenagers are mean.
Asshole.
They hurt my feelings. I mean, like, one of them said, ligga my balls. Like, L-I-G-G-A.
And is this, you'd reached out to them, or they found you?
I am casting within this one group of friends, and I found one person, and then it spread like wildfire.
Gotcha.
And so now I have like 100, but like I have so many teenagers that follow me on
and
Instagram.
They're coming
to you. Why would they talk to you like that? Don't they all want to fucking be on TV?
Well, no. Well, what, some of them don't want to be on TV, and they just want to troll someone. So they'll be like, oh, they text me like, I bet you're a pedophile. Or Instagram messaged me. He's like, I bet you're a pedophile.
Yeah, that's what you sent us this screen
grab. It like genuinely hurt my feelings. And I know he's like a 16-year-old that was like probably sitting among his friends like, let's fuck with this girl. But it I thought about it.
Christy, I don't think anybody thinks you're a pedophile.
You know what?
I know, but like, it hurt my feelings.
I thought you were talking about a housewife. I thought you were calling a housewife a pedophile.
No.
I've been in a...
That
no,
was like some
it was
teenager
like
I
somebody,
reached out to.
Yeah, I could tell that's what it was. And I was like, oh, poor Christy.
Yeah, these teenagers.
Because teenagers are truly the worst people.
So they're prank DMing you.
They're prank DMing me. They know.
I just
like,
do not get that. I feel like every kid now wants to be famous and Instagram famous and famous on TV. And
some are too
all
cool
that shit.
For school.
Some of them are too cool. And then I said to my brother, because he was with me, I was like, oh, what does this kid think is going to happen? He's like, he thinks he's going to get cast from that.
Yeah, because
like,
he's.
thinks he's so outrageous that that's going to be like a selling point, going the puck angle, if you will.
Yes. Oh my God, I just totally was like bringing it back to like season three of The Real World.
I think that was season two.
What did Puck do?
He
was just this like outrageous guy that would like, he would got thrown out and he was just
like,
gross.
He like trolled in person Pedro, who was a man living with HIV.
Yeah. Oh. Like terrible. Terrible.
Oh.
So I guess it's not that
bad. Pretty good season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a good season.
Definitely.
I was not allowed to watch that.
He was TV material, but he's the kind of guy that would write Ligga My Balls to you in a DM.
Hurtful.
If he had had that around him.
Someone DM'd me last week and said, you have fat hands, and then said, followed it up with, you have fat armpits.
Wait, and did they take screenshots?
No. And the thing is, I don't have fat hands. And
no, you
I don't have fat. But I truly was like, I must be so fucking hot that this is what you found on my body to attack.
That's true.
Because, like, sir, I have saddlebags.
You know what the thing is, too, is, like, you were wearing that beautiful jumpsuit in your thing. And, like, if you're not going to make fun of, like, your shoulders or your arms, like, that's all that was, like, really, your face is, like,
but
we can't.
I don't even know if he found me from that.
Yeah. I was going to say, if he saw you from that, the only thing that's exposed on you is like your armpits, maybe your elbows and your hands.
It is such a fat hands. That's something I hadn't even considered. You have dainty, tiny
hands. Oh, see, I always think I have sausage fingers. I think I have huge fat hands.
If someone was like, what would you like put on the internet to make people want to fuck you? I would put my feet in my hands.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, dude. You're attacking something that I feel great about.
Maybe he was pucking you. Maybe he thought he'd be so outrageous.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I declined it. I declined him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh gosh. Guys, I got my first cameo request. It didn't make sense.
What?
So we had to decline it.
What? Wait, what did it? Can we know?
It was like, it truly was like, hey, you need. You have to let John
know. You showed it to me after the podcast last week.
That you love him. And this, it was like,
it felt like it was like somebody stumbled onto the wrong app or something.
It was so bizarre. And so I have like a Cameo account manager. And she like texts me. She's like, hey, Megan, I see you have a Cameo expiring in like a few hours. And I was like, honestly, I don't know what they're asking. She goes, okay, this happens. I'll just decline it.
Yeah.
But it was my only one.
I mean, I think that Cameo is kind of getting you for when you get bigger. I think they want you. Listen. Oh, my God.
If you want a Cameo, mine are $15.
Yes. If anybody listening wants Megan to wish them a
happy $15?
I couldn't. You know what?
I'll do it
for $5. You can Venmo me directly, and I will
They wouldn't
happy
let me set it any lower.
You were going to set it lower?
Yeah, I would have been like $1. I don't care. Yeah. I just thought it was fun.
What is it for, like, Sonya and Luann and stuff? 50?
40?
50 no.
Is, yeah. I only accepted doing. I don't think anyone is going to want a cameo from me. That's also why I declined this one, because I was like, I think they're confused. But I want to just, like, it's just a funny world. Like, I had to make, like, a video to be like, hey, oh, I'm on Cameo now. And they had to send me, like, examples. And, like,
you're like, I've seen the examples on Instagram where every day Luann is like, hi, everybody. Yeah.
Money can't play? Yes. Yeah.
I heavily filtered myself and then was like, hey. Hey, Cameo cuties.
I need to find that.
You guys, you both were in New York last week.
No.
How was it? But did you see each other?
We tried at one point, but it was like,
I saw Christy's friends who I don't know.
What?
Oh, yeah. And it was funny because the last time I had talked to that person, I looked in my phone, was February, like, 2 years ago, and they had gone to see Megan in comedy then. And then they just stumbled.
In Salt Lake City.
Yeah, in Salt Lake City. And then they just stumbled into her show randomly in the East Village. And they were like, Megan's so funny. And they were like, oh, my gosh, we love Megan. And then I got a text, like, 30 minutes later, like, ha, Megan's drunk.
Yeah, I was wasted.
It sounded like you had a really good time. You ate a lot of good food. You saw Bruno. I'm sure everybody who listens to the pod is waiting for your Bruno review.
Bruno was excellent.
Oh, yay.
Was so fun.
Bruno Mars is Filipino?
Yeah, he's Filipino, Hawaiian, and then maybe like Puerto Rican. Don't quote me on that. But he is Filipino. It was funny. It was CJ tweeted this, so I don't want to take credit for it. It was cool Asian. It was Asian men in cool jackets. That was the whole demo. I did Molly. I can't speak for other people. I did Molly, which
I encouraged.
I was really, really happy I did it. I was really hungover. And then just like powered through, did Molly. We got to the concert and I was seated next to a 10-year-old boy just tripping on Molly. I'm doing a joke about it now, so I don't want you to feel like I'm testing material on you. But it was pretty like...
Not as extreme, but when I went to Beyonce Lemonade, my friend and I were just in front of like two 14-year-old girls that were like jazzed as fuck, and we were just smoking so much weed and like blowing it in their faces and being like...
I was wearing a see-through shirt. There were moments where I was like, feeling myself, you know? And then I had to be like, ooh, reel it in. But it was his first concert. It was his birthday, his 10th birthday that day.
Oh my God.
He came with his mom, and our seats were like, good. Like, I was like, okay.
Yeah. Did you talk to him?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him so much.
How do you know
you
all this?
Did you just keep telling him his mom was cool?
Yeah. I kept being like, you have a really cool mom. His mom and I talked a lot. And he was like, kind of like silent. And then at one point was like standing on his chair. He was little. 10 is little, I guess.
Yeah.
And turned to his mom and I was like, is he having fun? And she goes, he said he loves it more than he thought he would.
Oh,
like,
it was, oh my God. What kind of kid is like, I mean, I guess it'll be fine. Like,
I don't
what
think
did he think
knew
going
what
into
to
it?
Expect. Like, I remember when I went to see Cher for my first concert, I was like, oh my God, there's all these people. It was really kind of like scary.
I had no idea what to expect. I saw New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
And there's adults I was like 11. Everywhere. And I was like, this is... A mom was with us, but there was like a bunch of three of us, but I thought there were just two of us. But the mom was there, and I was just like, at one point, Donnie like picked his nose and wiped it on the camera that is like the camera that shows you things. I was like, oh my God, my mom is gonna freak when I tell. Like, I couldn't.
I
thought it was so like badass and like wrong, but also like felt
you
kind
thought
of cool.
He was puck.
Oh, that's
I thought
so
he was
cute.
Pucking the shit out of that concert.
CJ bought a Bruno Mars hat, a Bruno Mars shirt, and Bruno Mars pants.
Say like pants? Bruno Mars.
Is it down the side, like, juicy?
Or is it, like, 24 karat? Or does it say Bruno Mars?
I'll post it on the pod. So the hat actually looks like it says CJ.
I want CJ. I need a picture to put this on the Instagram for Let's Talk About Tags.
Okay.
CJ and all of that merch.
Yes.
All of that merch.
The hat looks like it says CJ, so I get why he bought that.
What does it really say?
It's like a C backwards and a C forwards. Who knows? He wanted to buy Bruno. I almost called him CJ. Bruno wears a baseball jersey that says hooligans on it. CJ wanted that. They don't sell it. But he bought a shirt that is just a white T-shirt with like a beautiful picture of Bruno Mars on it. And then when I flew home the next day, there was a 65-year-old woman on the flight wearing the same shirt.
I know that like Hooligans is the name of Bruno Mars's fan army, but like, why are they called that? I should look that up.
I think it's just like wild.
Were you close enough to see his dance moves?
Yeah.
Like, were they amazing?
We were in like the 20th row.
He's mesmerizing.
He was so good. He didn't change outfits. Like, he was out there singing. It was sexual. He was.
What's Bruno Mars's deal? Does he never date anybody?
No, he has a long term girlfriend. Oh. They've been together. I looked all this up before. They have been together for like years, and she is very beautiful.
Okay,
very, very
she's
beautiful.
Just like, I'm a gorgeous Bruno Mars's girlfriend. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think she's probably a model. I mean, she's got like she's not like super super skinny. She's got like a hot bod.
Yeah.
But very beautiful. His backup or his like band all. Are his dancers too?
Cool.
So like it, like the guy's playing saxophone and then also pop lock and dropping it.
Wow.
Like it was really cool. And the drummer was like from Brooklyn. I feel like concerts when you're in LA and Brooklyn or like New York, you're like, I think they really like want to be here. Like these are cool places
they're
to perform.
Not in like. Yeah, shithole.
I did want
shithole states.
For some reason, I thought maybe Bruno would like mention the Kavanaugh hearing. He did not. I thought maybe he was going to be like, "Hey, man, I don't want him to be Supreme Court justice either."
I thought Beyonce might too. I truly thought Beyonce might at at when I saw On the Run like a week and a half ago. I was like, she's gonna say something.
Well, because that was
she's
day
gonna
of.
Say something. It was like day. Well, it was like the. It was the day of the hearings.
Yeah, because
the day of the hearings.
Like,
I go, she's gonna say
we
something.
We were texting like rabbits,
no,
and you
I
were
mean,
like, I'm
she did her usual like, where are my ladies, ladies, you know, but she didn't do like, let's stand up and not let these assholes win.
Yeah, Beyonce, she's so weird with her politics because sometimes she'll be like very. Remember, like on her website, she like changed her website to just say like Black Lives Matter for a while. Like if you go to Beyonce.com or whatever, so she'll do things that are like political, but then she. Won't take
well, and
like,
they endorsed.
The
they endorsed
like
Hillary, but it was like late.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
It was like a week before.
Yeah,
or less.
Yeah.
She would never maybe come out and do like what Taylor just did. But also, Beyonce doesn't do any social media posts really to her fans at all. Like she'll post Instagrams with like no captions.
Yeah,
yeah. Where
like
she
there's
just
no
looks
communication
cool.
That's not just pictures.
You feel like you're looking at her photo album. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's like not for anyone else.
I think that's
for
what
her.
The brand team wanted you to think, Christy.
Wow. I buy it. Hook, line, and sinker. How do you guys feel about Taylor?
I was happy she finally said something. I liked the way she said it, and I thought it was great. Like, I thought it was great that she wasn't just like, out of nowhere, I'm in the politics game. She made it specifically about Tennessee, but it's obvious that it's a bigger picture thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about time. I mean, you remember you and I used to, like,
oh, I was
stomp around her apartment.
Yeah, I thought
like,
it was bullshit
when
that she'd be, like,
elected.
Feminist, and this is my girl gang.
Girl
and
squad.
This. But I think also, like, somebody needed to probably sit her down and be like, the numbers don't follow. Yeah. You don't need these people. You're a worldwide
someone
superstar.
Someone needed to be like, hey, look at Nike. They're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, and I do actually think, like, Taylor might take up a fan hit, but I don't think she'll take a financial hit in any way.
No, and she waited until she was done with a huge tour.
Yeah.
So she was like, the tickets are bought.
Yeah.
Like, and by the time the next tour comes around, no one's going to remember that kind of shit.
Well, and also, if these people that like the horrible things going on were to pick artists that only supported that, they need to keep their TV turned off. You know, like, I'm always like, do you think these people on the Big Bang like Trump? Like, they don't.
Yeah,
No one, we all hate
Jared.
You.
The only like trying to say that
tequila.
Jared was trying to say that to my dad. He was trying to be like, do you realize that everybody that makes all the entertainment that you like agrees with us and disagrees with you? And he was like, well, that's not really the point. I was like,
but then her fan,
like, can you imagine if it was reversed and we were all like liberals and every single person in Hollywood and music and that did everything that we liked,
athletes
and everybody that did everything that we liked and made all the culture that we consumed were Republicans. Like, I think that would be so bizarro to me.
Yeah. But I guess these
those
people
are the
like
same
country
people,
music,
but they're
too.
The same people that go, well, like, they compartmentalize those things apart from each other.
Well, yeah, because people were, like, retweeting fan accounts of hers being like, I never thought you'd be one of these people that talks about politics.
No.
Like, I mean, she sued a man for touching her butt.
Yeah.
You know?
That was great.
So,
I loved that.
That was great, actually.
Okay, really quickly before we wrap up this piece of the pod, Megan and I saw A Star Is Born, you guys. Christy hasn't
seen
it yet.
Wait, I
want to
hear about the gay wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Talk about, like, being on something in an inappropriate place. Like, I didn't know, one, that the wedding was a two-hour-long mass.
What?
Two,
I have
that
never
it was a gay
heard
wedding.
Of a gay wedding that is religious.
Catholic.
It was very Catholic with the, like, sacrament and the incense.
Where was this church? I'd love to know Catholic church is letting gay people get married.
I think it seems like a New York thing.
I think it might be called like Episcopalian just for the gay clause or like whatever,
okay.
Like that part, but every single thing was traditional mass. Like, I used to grow up and I haven't been to mass in over like 10 years. And I was drunk and it was like really overwhelming for me, like trying to stand.
You're like
seeing
the body
hymns.
Of what?
I went to a Catholic mass so hungover one time. My friend Rebecca listens to the podcast. Hello, hi Rebs. I was really hungover at your wedding. I was like swaying. I kept thinking I was gonna throw up. It went on forever.
So long.
I at another friend's Catholic wedding, my friend Molly got up and took communion. She's not Catholic. She was just like, I'm starving.
No.
Like, and went up and ate the cookie.
That is against the rules.
I looked at her and I was like, I'm Jewish sitting here not doing that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want a snack.
Yeah.
The grooms.
Body of Christ for your for your hunger.
Right. The grooms were kneeling in front of the priest, and when they were kneeling, they had their feet up, and they had matching red Louboutin shoes.
Oh,
it
wow.
Was the
Wait,
cutest.
I know two guys that just got married. Like Phil, who listens to the podcast, and
Hi,
Griffin.
Phil.
They just got married.
Hi, Griffin.
And they wore cute little, I think they wore maybe Gucci, like matching loafers.
So cute.
They were so cute. They were red, too.
Oh, it
were
was
there,
adorable.
Were there bridesmaids?
No. There was one girl in the wedding. It was a sister. But, like, okay. It was mostly all their friends are gay. And yeah. This was Dan's roommate that didn't come out until he was, like, 25.
And today's National Coming Out Day.
Yay!
This is coming out in a few days. But the day we're recording this is National Coming Out Day.
Yeah.
So anyone out there listening.
You can celebrate again on Tuesday.
Yeah. It was beautiful because it was a really cultural wedding, too. They were, I want to say Armenian or something. And I don't know. Anyway.
It was so educational.
I forget. I was a little
It would have been in Glendale.
Yeah. I forget. But the family that didn't really approve still showed up. But they sat at, like, they sat them at a table by themselves off in the corner. And they just kind of sat there. But they were there. But, like, for the most part, it was cool to see all their grandparents. I mean, there were speeches there that had me sobbing. Aww. Like, just listening to the girls talk about, it was funny. I was like, I have a gay brother, too. And so it, like, meant so much. And she was like, hair of the line you could use. Like, this was later when we were drunk. She was like, you can use this one. I'm so happy to be in a time when my brother can legally marry someone he loves. And I was like, okay,
you're
cool.
Like, yeah, I would have come out with that on my own.
That was the big punchline she was lending you.
Yeah. You're like, okay,
Wow.
Thank you so
you're like,
much.
Thank you. Don't
I work in entertainment. I would have figured that out.
I'll hire writers.
Yeah, I could definitely punch that up for you. That's
thank
not
you.
Good. but that's really fun. I've been to gay weddings where some of the family doesn't show up, and I think that that's really nice that they showed up.
Yeah. I think there was some effort.
I was in a gay wedding.
I officiated a gay wedding.
I was in a lesbian.
You'd
wedding.
Be a good officiator.
Yeah, Clara. I officiated my best friend and her wife got married. And that summer, I went to 3 lesbian weddings in one summer.
Wow.
My dad is officiating a wedding next weekend.
Jeff.
So my best friend, you know, I have 2 best friends from high school, Abby and Lindsay. So Abby's brother, Alex, my parents are his godparents.
Oh.
And they asked, he's getting married to his lovely bride. And Laura. I love them, actually. And my dad is officiating it. He was their first choice. If my dad said no, I was their second choice.
That's cute.
Yeah. My dad sang and played guitar as Abby walked down the aisle.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I thought you said it's next weekend.
Abby was my friend.
Oh,
this
your
is her
other,
brother.
Oh, her brother.
This is her brother.
Got it. That's
yeah.
so cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wait. Really quickly, do we want to say if we liked A Star Is Born?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Are you coming back from your original?
I did. I think you knew that I was, I saw people, you guys know how excited I was.
Yeah.
And then I saw people posting like that it like changed their life and that it was like the best movie they'd ever seen. I did not have that experience. I do think there was also a factor in when we saw it
mm-hmm.
that sort of probably kept all of us from feeling that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that it was a great movie. I have some problems with it.
Yeah.
But let's discuss next week after Christy's seen it.
Are you talking about not spoilers right now?
Yeah. Okay, we don't want to spoil anything.
Gotcha.
But also, I thought there were some problems and there's like no point in getting into it if you haven't seen
it.
Yeah.
There were problems. I honestly would love to see it again.
Yeah.
CJ
sure.
hasn't seen it. He saw Venom
Jared
first.
Jared went out. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're right.
My husband went to Venom in a Venom costume. You guys.
That was
He's
unreal.
A psychopath. But yeah. It was my suggestion, to be honest. Like, he has been doing this trolling thing on Twitter for a long time where he's been acting like he's very excited to see Venom, even though he thinks it's going to be a piece of shit. And he literally was like, when the movie comes out, what are you going to do? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, you got to do something. Like, go get the costume and go in costume. And he was like, that's a good idea. So he did it. And he has pictures of himself in the elevator at the Soho House wearing his Venom outfit because he did a show at the Soho House.
I did buy the soundtrack, not to Venom. I did not buy the Venom soundtrack.
The soundtrack to Star Is Born is great.
I did buy it. It is interesting because there is dialogue and songs on it that are not in the movie. And I'm like, I said it on a different podcast. I was like, there's a song that I like love, and they like say dialogue at the beginning. I'm like, this definitely wasn't. And someone messaged me and they were like, they are gaslighting us. Like, they are acting like that was in the movie, and it's 100% not.
Wow. Because
there's, yeah, it's, but it is. I mean, they play that one song over and over again, though.
Yeah.
Like the one something from.
I haven't been in. I tried to listen to the soundtrack without seeing the movie, and I didn't like it. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Into
I think you should see the movie first because, like, honestly, that song, the main song with her, like, like, yeah, made me want to kill myself for, like, fucking the 6 months that that trailer was being shoved down my throat. And can I tell you anything that's been in my head for the last 3 days? That song is the only thing.
That scene, though, really, really warmed my heart in such an amazing way. No, that was my favorite part of the movie.
A beautiful movie. I think everybody should see it. But then I would like to talk to people about it because I don't think it is this perfect. I don't think it's perfect.
And I have voiced our concerns to people that were like, I loved it. And they have been like, fair enough.
Yeah, people have said, exactly. I just said it to my friend who loved it and who is a Gaga stan. And he was like, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like, so, look, Christy, can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Can't
guys,
wait.
I also saw Night School. I would give that a D. Okay.
Didn't you say you teared up?
I teared up at the end of Night School. I teared up at the end of Night School. I did not shed a tear during A Star Is Born. I talked to my therapist about it today. I go, I don't know what's wrong with me. I did not cry during the movie that everybody, strong women I know, Marsha Belsky, like, tweeted, I cried three times during this movie. I did not shed a tear. Night School, Kevin Hart giving a speech at the end of Night School. I was like, Jared looked at me and he goes, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, it's just like, it's sweet. Like, he tried really hard and he just like worked really hard to get his diploma. Like,
maybe that says Kevin Hart's a better actor.
Wow.
That is
true.
For sure not true. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to do some more talking
about text.
And we're back.
Today, CJ played in Meek Mill's celebrity basketball game.
Whoa!
What?
Again, so Meek Mill had a team. It was CJ, the creator of House of Highlights, Omar, Meek Mill's like entourage, and they played against a team of seventh grade boys and lost.
Oh my God, that's
amazing.
And
Meek Mill does not like CJ.
Whoa.
Meek Mill said CJ didn't pass it enough. He sent me a video and Meek Mill is upset with it.
Is it actually Meek Mill
he's
talking?
Just, yeah.
Saying he's upset?
Just
well,
pissed.
He's just like, come on. Like, he's like gesturing to CJ. And I'm like, why didn't you pass it to him? He's like, I had to take my shot.
He wanted a dunk. He wanted a dunk in front of Meek Mill, but then he ended up pissing Meek Mill off.
If CJ could dunk, we would have eloped a year ago.
Okay. That's hilarious. Guys. Let's get into garbage disposal.
Biggest gig for LSL with Lady Gaga and Anna Samberg. The guy that did it did my dress.
Because yesterday, two nights ago, I received an alert via a Facebook group that I was in that was like, go to Bethany Frankel's stories right now.
And then you alerted us.
And then I alerted these girls immediately via text. And Bethany Frankel was posting about an hour's worth of
Berkshire's footage
over the course of like 2 hours of footage of the Real Housewives of New York. Now we're talking Ramona, Sonia, Luann, Bethany, Tinsley, Dorinda.
Tinsley.
I did. Tinsley was at the table.
She's frowning.
Yeah,
I
she literally
she
just
the
waved at the
happy.
Camera like, hi. Ooh. And she wasn't in the blackout part.
Yeah.
She was at the dinner part with the chef. And then also,
the naked chef.
Somebody also took a screen grab of a point where of one of those videos and was like, is this the new housewife? Because there is another woman sitting at the dinner. She's not in the blackout part. The blackout part is just,
it's like in Dorinda's billiards room or something.
And like, pool tables are expensive. And Sonia's just like rubbing her vagina all over this
pool
table.
Well, she's laying on it, too.
Yeah, and passed out on it and spread eagle on it. And like then Dorinda gets on and they start like spooning on the pool table.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was
bonkers. And then they
bonkers.
Keep showing Luann and Bethany's like, this is what sober looks like. It's like, is it?
And Luann didn't look that sober. She didn't look drunk, but she looked a little bit
and
like maybe
like
she took
to
a pill.
Yeah, someone's definitely. Sobriety.
I mean, I would never question a friend's sobriety. How about that? How about
these
that?
Women set themselves
a person
up.
That I know? No, I wouldn't.
I guess someone who's been to rehab twice in 3 months. Yeah. Can
one time Luann posted a photo of herself. This is way before the rehab stuff. Posted a photo of herself on Instagram, shit face, and I just happened to be looking at Instagram the minute it went up, and I wrote drunk as a cat, like just as a comment, and she deleted it. Wow. She looked so blacked out. But my friend Phil, who listens to the podcast, screen grabbed it before it got deleted and goes, are you kidding me? And like texted it to me. And I was like, yeah, I called it like I saw it. She looked wasted. And I just went drunk.
I felt very proud of myself for catching Luann's Instagram post this week where she clearly photoshopped out a cigarette.
Yes.
But then didn't photoshop out the smoke.
Yeah.
I posted it on my... She's like,
where did you post it?
I posted it on my story.
I saw that.
It's if you go to her Instagram, I was like, the way she's sitting is the way people sit when they smoke cigarettes.
Her hand looks like she'd be holding.
She's literally just doing a fucking V with her fingers.
The V, and then
I wouldn't have caught it. You did good detective work.
Yeah, I'll pull it up and show it to you.
Oh my God, Christy, I need that. That's saved in your library. I need to see that.
Bethany kept saying over and over again, we needed this. We needed this.
Sometimes you just need a night like this. We just need this.
So it's like they have been fighting and now they're just wanted to get wasted together.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of last season, it was like everybody hated her. Also, though, they were all so bombed that they weren't like, Bethany, don't film this. Don't you think normally it would be like, don't film this?
I think they're
drunk. That is weird. I thought that it was
drunks,
weird that the producers didn't film it. See if you see where her hand is, there's smoke right next to it.
I think they're drunks. I don't think they care. What, I don't think Sonia cares if she's laying on a pool table wasted.
Kara's unimpressed by my cigarette.
Her face
situation.
Looks great. I don't see the smoke, but you got to show it to me after.
Okay.
Wait, listen. Oh. So I just thought it was, first of all, also, Bethany knows lines to one line of each hip hop song. Oh. They're listening to all these same hip hop songs. And she's like, concrete jungle. And I'm like, aren't you the one that named your dogs Tupac and Biggie?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to know hip hop? Aren't you chilling with your snowmies?
Yeah.
She doesn't know any words to any of these fucking songs. Like, they're playing Tupac's Changes, which is my favorite song. I know every fucking word to it. And she's like, no, yeah. And like, I'm like, just don't sing along. You don't know the words.
Why was that chef naked?
Because that's his thing. He's the bear naked chef.
I was uncomfortable by that.
And he's a bear.
Well, because they zoomed in on his butt, and he had a hairy butt crack, which is like, fine.
Well, she shouldn't have done
that. But she just
felt like sexual harassment, except I know that that's why he's there. Like, he knows people are taking pictures of his butt, and that's why he does
it. It was a lot of butt.
It was a lot of butt.
Well, she was also being really immature and drunk about it. I think one video of you being like, look at this chef, is funny, but there were six.
Because the man that was there who's clothed, I've forgotten his name, he is a top chef. He's been a judge on Top Chef.
I didn't see that.
He's an excellent, amazing, famous chef, and he was fully clothed. Did you guys watch last season of Top Chef?
No.
No.
I heard that there's a contestant who's sick.
This is Bravo, related.
Yeah.
Fatima, she was amazing, amazing, amazing. She has terminal cancer.
Aww.
She had cancer. It was gone. Thought they beat it, and it's back. So Padma's posting really lovely things. Mm. They're all truly, truly friends. I mean, that's what's amazing about that show is that they all really do bond in a way that's genuine, but it is sad.
I don't know why I can't do that show.
I love it.
I don't know what it is that doesn't click with me and I can't invest in the competition.
I loved it for years and then I just felt like I was watching the same thing over and over again.
I love
after
it.
10 seasons, I was I'm kind of done. And I can't believe I'm saying that as someone who watches The Housewives.
Yeah. It depends heavily on the casting. There's definitely been seasons that I was doing stuff while I watched. My brother loves it too, so we will text a lot about it. Mm. But I love Project Runway too.
That's the same thing.
But
I used to love
Tim
Project
Gunn
Runway.
Is not going to be
Christian
on the Bravo
Siriano
one.
Is.
I know, but I do miss Tim. Is like
I used to love Project Runway, and then I just thought it was the same. I was like, the amount that I was watching it every season, I was like, okay, now we're on season 10, and I'm still seeing
people.
Honestly, this looks cheap. This hemline. I was okay, it's the same shit.
People will tell me. I think this happened the last Project Runway season I watched. Lisa was like, you'll like it. And so I started watching it, and I did. There were characters
this past
on
season?
It. I watched it.
That's the thing is I watched the entire last season and I think I was like, I love it. You guys got to watch it. I couldn't name one person.
Wait,
my
friend Michael was on it. My friend Michael, he makes crystal like thongs and shit for gay men and stuff. But like, he went on the show and made all kinds of clothes, but that's like really his jam.
And it's sad that that's not even triggering a memory for me.
Crystal breast. He's like a very small, skinny Latino boy named Michael. He said he started a lot of drama.
Yeah, that is starting.
He said he started a bunch of drama on the show.
This is ringing bells.
He's great. He's wonderful. Okay. I love him.
How is he your friend?
He dates a friend of mine who's a comedian, H. Allen Scott.
Ariana?
Oh, wow.
No, although it's been a couple weeks since I saw Ariana. Tom, and I feel like it's possible our friendship is waning.
It's old.
But okay, I just wanted to, anyway, when we were all watching this whole thing about Real Housewives of New York, it got us into a conversation about what housewives we follow on Instagram, and I shockingly follow like two housewives. I follow Candy and I follow Luann. I don't even know why I would choose Luann out of all of them. I just kind of follow her. And I follow Lisa Vanderpump.
Wow.
And then you guys, like Megan follows all of them.
I follow every single
every
one.
Every single one.
And their kids. I mean, I follow the Waukele's children.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I follow Dolores' sons.
Who's your favorite house child of all the franchises to follow?
Oh, this is like, we should do this as like a separate.
I mean, to follow, I don't know. Jolie, I obviously don't follow Jolie. I don't think she has an Instagram open to
me. She's having a season.
But Jolie is really
so cute.
Speaking to me in a way that I love.
And it's such a great side of Kelly. I love seeing Kelly like
helping
her daughter
mop. But don't you know people like that who like their moms are so immature and crazy that they end up being like more mature and like level-headed?
Yes, but I do think when she's like, she doesn't know how to clean. It's like, that's a good like thing that you are ashamed or that you're like, you got to learn how to clean. We're going to the soup kitchen.
Right. Totally. No, Kelly's doing a great job with that. Let's go right into OC.
What's happening? She's lacking in some other parental areas.
What's happening in OC? Emily's making smoothies with Gina. I'm so bored. I'm asleep.
This Jamaica trip looks racist.
It looks so racist. Drink every time he says Yaman. I was like, oh no.
They're like, are you going to be mad if we put these on? As they put on like Rasta hats.
I was honestly shocked they asked if they could put it on. I was like, oh, I thought they just wore these on the flight.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, they did ask him. But he's also working at the resort they're staying at. So I don't really
customers
know.
Customer's always
he's
right.
He's in a position to say, no, it actually does culturally offend me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, and what else even happened on the last episode?
I do like this, like, Gina Shannon thing. Mm-hmm. I think Shannon's being a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, Shannon is a bitch.
I actually have, like, zero respect for somebody who's like, you're just so much younger than me.
Yeah.
I love meeting people that are much younger than me. In fact, Michael, who I just brought up, is, like, much, much younger than me. Like, he's in his mid-20s.
Gina's also,
and
like,
I love talking to him.
Yeah.
I think it's great to talk to people that are, like, 15 years younger than you. Get a new perspective in your life. She's like, I mean, what could we possibly have in common? I think she's just jealous because they're younger and, like, hotter. Like, honestly.
I know people love her, and I think I did at one point, too.
I did.
I don't like her.
She has to be the only one going through a divorce. I think she's just mad that the spotlight's off of her, and she doesn't get to be, like, have all the divorce attention and that it's going to Gina. Like, her walking away when she was, like, the one person that could commiserate at that moment, because, like, they're both currently going through it, and, like, just being like, I don't want to get involved with that. It's like, she's your, like, come on.
And just the way she was going, can everybody sit down at the table? Can everybody sit? I was like, why are you being such a mom with your friends?
Too, though. And I actually prefer Shannon to Tamara.
Yeah, but they're going to get into a big fight in Jamaica.
I know, but I don't even know what it's about.
And I don't even think it's going to be that big. I think show is like ringing out storylines.
But Shannon, it keeps fighting with Emily and Gina in the press right now. Like through Twitter and stuff, they keep fighting.
She keeps saying that one of them angled to be on the show for a long time, which is clearly Emily.
Yeah.
I thought they were.
I'm learning all of this from Reality Blur. But
I thought Tamara and Shannon were fighting with Emily, but I did not know fighting with Gina as well.
Yeah. Well, I think Gina and Emily are actual friends. So I think there's like, I think there's like they have each other's back type thing going on.
Are you guys caught up on Dallas?
Yeah. I just watched right before I came over here to do this because I was like, gotta do my homework.
Mm-hmm. Is Deandra evil?
Yes. But I literally am talking. Joel Kim Booster's been writing about that in our group, and I wrote and was like, I'm watching it right now, and I could not agree with you more.
Is Brandy evil, too?
To me, it feels like, and I never say this, but it almost feels like an editing thing. Like, they're being so crazy. Like, if somebody gets engaged and they don't get married for 5 years, who gives a fuck? Like, no one cares. They are acting like it is so weird and that she's hiding something. So, to me, in the editing, I'm like, is she being cagier than we think she is? Yeah. And they're editing it to make it look like these ladies are fucking insane because...
But it's also like, I guess, you know, I could understand bring it up once.
Yeah.
But they like keep bringing it up. Like,
Brandy, also, who's not friends with you, goes, why haven't you set a date?
Yeah.
Why would you ever ask that to someone who you are fighting with?
Yeah. Like, the same way Cameron was like, why didn't I know you adopted a baby? Because I'm not friends with you.
Yeah.
I told two people and one of them threw me a party.
Yeah.
Like, we're not
one of them
friends.
Got me the baby.
Yeah. I don't even know if my husband knows we have a baby.
Yeah. And also, it's like, we're talking about, like, everyone's giving Leanne shit, like, you and your husband live separate lives. I have not one time seen Brandy's husband on the show.
No!
I've only been watching this season, but
I think that
he's never on the show.
I think for Deandra to do that was really fucked up.
Yeah.
I thought that was
so low. She's still saying it in blogs and shit.
That is so low, so bad, and it's like, it's just not good. Leave that pirate alone.
I think Deandra possibly knew that she wasn't really, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong because I didn't watch last season, but wasn't much last season and is really trying to make herself
this
season.
She was in the sense of like she was Leanne's only friend. Mm-hmm. So like we needed her last season. It wasn't like she was useless. She actually was like, she would put Leanne in her place when it was like needed.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you're just yelling at her.
Right, but if she's going to come back and Leanne's going to be cool and chill with the bowl and everything, maybe she's like, I need something else. Like, maybe I need to fight with her to even have a story because I can't put her in her place anymore because she's not being crazy.
Very strange. I do think an 80s prom looks like a fun party thing. I did like that.
No, remember when OC did 80s prom?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Gretchen.
But for some reason, I liked how they did it. Like, Stephanie is like, I love Stephanie. She like really, every time she's on.
Do you mean Stephania Columbus?
Yeah.
What?
She said Christina.
She's like, I'm like Christopher Columbus, like Stephania Columbus.
I thought she said Christina Columbus.
I thought so too, but I watched it today and I really feel like she said something like Stephania
something
Columbus.
That really bothered me, and I hope that this was taken out of context and she was just like saying this, that her strange, scary husband who's at Harvard Business School for a month, okay, was like, she was like, yeah, I like Pete Travis. She was like, yeah, I like pee my pants in public. And he's like, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Oh, but then how about
he's
also
disgusting?
Yeah. Well, the another podcast that we listened to is very popular today was like, made the point that was like, if you have children, it's a different hole that your pee comes out of. And so like, if you're getting vaginal rejuvenation, that's a different thing.
I know, but
I think that getting an operation on your urethra or something is different than that, but just own up to it. But I hated it when Carrie goes, this is her vagina before, and this is it now.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong
Why
with you?
Why do we have to keep talking about vaginas in every franchise of Housewives?
I think that's like their equivalent of like being edgy. That's like their version.
It's always so weird when they're like in doctor's appointments together. Like, I'm Tamara, and here's my friend.
Oh,
and my
I
vaginal
would never
if I ever
bring
got a vaginal
either
rejuvenation
of you to my OBGYN.
I know.
I will literally probably be in costume. Like, I would literally wear a disguise. I would not want anyone I know to
They're
come with me.
Always at each other's OBGYN.
Yeah.
Going to their ankle checkups.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like, can't we just be at restaurants?
Yeah. Right.
Why are we at an orthopedic surgeon?
I think it's true. Like, we got to mix it up. It can't just be restaurants and personal training classes in our living rooms. Like,
For me, it can.
Yeah. It's like boob jobs. They go in with each other for boob jobs.
Unless there's like a hot fucking doctor and Kelly is acting inappropriately. Like, how much debt you got? I mean, dick you got. You know, like, what? I don't know.
Kelly's
that was
jokes.
My attempt to be.
How much
Kelly's
dick
jokes
you got?
Are like so
I know.
Rough.
I know.
I love being on my knees. I don't want balls in my mouth. Like, it's like every joke of hers is from like 20 years ago.
Think if we didn't have her.
Yeah, no, I know. She's bringing us something.
I liked when she called Shannon University.
She's spoiled children.
Classic.
And then what was Shannon's comeback? She was like, University of Successful.
Yeah, something like that. Some USC shit.
Oh, God.
But, like, even those things. I mean, I went to Purdue. I would say 90% of the time I tell people I went to Purdue, they go, Purdue. It's like, you're a stupid idiot.
Yeah. That's my sister went to Hobart, Williamsburg. The people would be like, Snowbart, because like people did a lot of coke there, I guess. It's
no,
like,
UNLV is called University of Never Leaving Las Vegas. Because everyone goes there.
But if someone said that, like, people say that all the time, and it's like, get a fuck, like, what? Why do you have to do that to where, this was decades ago. Well, not decades ago.
I know. But again, it just goes into the canon of Kelly Dodd, like, mom jokes. Like, she basically is the equivalent of, like, dad jokes, but she's a woman.
True. But she thinks she's funny.
I will also say, you guys, back to vaginal rejuvenation, because, Christy, I know you want to stay on it. I picked up a book one time. I picked up Brandy Glanville's book in a bookstore one time just to open it and just see one thing. And I, like, open it up and to the page of her vaginal rejuvenation. And she talks about how it's the most painful thing she ever did, including having two children.
Stephanie seemed fine.
But that was just laser. I think when you get an actual, like, surgery of a vaginal rejuvenation, it's tough.
Brandy's young, too. I think her face looks crazy because she put too many fillers.
So fucking
her face
crazy.
Looks insane. You can't even recognize her. All right. We got to move on.
On that note, guys.
And also really quickly, we did get an email from somebody, Michael, who wrote
a letter?
It's a letter, a snail mail. Rebecca, whenever our posted letters come in, please give those to us because I feel like you're putting them on your desk and they're getting lost. Michael wrote us an email and was like, hi, I'm a fan of your podcast and Megan's comedy. Hello. I'm here too, Michael.
Is it my brother, Michael?
I don't know. Is his last name Lee?
No, obviously his last name is Gay Lee.
Anyway, he said, I'm Michael a big Lee. Fan of your podcast and Megan's comedy.
What's
and
up?
The Chucky movies. Uh-oh. He wrote, wow. Uh-oh, in parentheses. Christina Leese, who was our Warrior Bin Boo Boo last week, plays Kyle in Child's Play 2, and she's awesome and kick-ass. Her cameo in the newest movie is a legit oh-shit moment. Yeah, I know these movies are ridiculous, as does your girl, Katherine Heigl, who stars in Bride of Chucky. It all comes back to Katherine Heigl. Love the podcast. And from Mike, Educated Coastal Elite is how he signed his.
Thank you so much. Thank you for identifying yourself.
Love you.
I do love that he loves our podcast, my comedy, and the Chucky movies.
Yes. Really a cross-section of all things coastal and elite. Okay, let's get into Where You Been, Boo Boo.
Where have you been? Because I never see you well.
Guys, this week, a friend of mine, Amy, hi, shout out to my friend Amy. She actually sent me several links to several, like, 80s and 90s, like, lost stars. And a couple of them I looked into, and there wasn't really anything good there. But then she gave me Jason Hervey, who is Wayne from the Wonder Years. So he's the older brother. Did you guys watch the Wonder Years?
Like, oh, I liked it.
I had, like, a visceral reaction to how terrible and mean he was. Like, it made me almost, like, hate the show. Like, I hated him. I loved the Winnie and Kevin stuff. I, like, hated the stuff in his face. I felt like, I guess the point was for him to seem so hopeless and, like, shitty in his home life, but the brother just made it so terrible all the time.
I had such mean older brothers that it really spoke to me.
Yeah. See, I was the oldest, and I was like, who would treat their siblings that way?
They're out there.
Well, anyway, I was doing some digging on Jason Hervey, you guys. So he is about 46 years old. He did Wonder Years. He was in small parts in Back to the Future, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Meatballs Part 2.
One of
the Police Academy movies.
My
he had a
God.
Recurring character in the final season of Different Strokes, but his big break was Wonder Years, okay? So he was on that for a while, and then things wrapped up. Now, here's what I found out when I dug a little bit into why Wonder Years was over. Because apparently, Wonder Years ended with nobody knowing whether it was going to get, like, another season.
Oh.
And it didn't get picked up, according to the mom who came out with in this story, which is from January of this year, this story in Variety. She says that the Wonder Years, that sexual harassment allegations is what ended the show.
Whoa.
There was a woman who was a makeup artist who said that both Fred Savage and this guy.
Savage like 12?
Well, that's what I said, but no.
I mean, not saying that 12-year-old boys can't.
No, in 90, well, so the show ran from 88 to 93, but I think that people reported in 93 this stuff that Savage has said to the woman about, like, oh, I'm so in love with you, please have an affair with me. And then he would, like...
How old was he?
That's why he would have been 17. Oh, he would have been 17. But Jason Hervey would have been... 6 years old, so like 23.
Yeah.
And supposedly they both like would say gross things to her and like, you know, like pretend hump her and shit like that. And in 1993, we were not Me Too-ing, like, you know. Mm-mm. So basically she got paid off. She got paid and she still works in the business. But the woman that plays the mother, whose name is Allie Mills, in this article is like, it was ridiculous. We could have done another year of the show. You don't get rid of the show. You get rid of the girl. Like,
oh,
and she's
no.
so, like, defending it, the whole thing.
Isn't there a series finale, though? Like, isn't there's like a Winnie
yeah.
and
sure.
Kevin,
well,
like,
maybe it's one of those things where like
we are not
right
coming
before
back.
The end.
So
they
got to write it.
They were coming back, but then they weren't.
Gotcha.
You know, but like
because I feel like people have talked about the Wonder Years finale. Like
I remember the finale.
Yeah, and sometimes people leave things like open ended. Yeah. Like
I remember the finale.
Ending.
It was like a huge thing. She said,
wasn't there like a dream?
When we shot the series finale, nobody knew whether or not the Wonder Years was going to be renewed. That's what she says. Hmm. That's because of a completely ridiculous sexual harassment suit that was going on against Fred Savage,
ridiculous.
Who was the least offensive, most wonderful, sweet human being that ever worked the face of the earth. Because every woman knows that if a man is nice to you, it means he's nice to all
yeah,
women.
Exactly.
Right? Anyway, so that was kind of a bummer to read about.
Is that why that show was called The Grindr?
Honestly, good joke. But also, The Grindr is one of my favorite shows of all time. It is such a fucking funny show.
My parents loved it.
The Grindr is the funniest
people
show.
Loved
if
it.
You can
what?
Watch it on Hulu still, watch it. It is so funny.
People love Katie McVeigh. Loved
I do
it.
Love it. Rob
like, love it. Rob Lowe's so good in it.
How many?
Fred Savage
was,
is so
what,
good in
season?
It.
One season?
Maybe it did one or one and a half because it was like Fox.
People really did love it.
It was so good.
Wow.
It was so good. You guys got to watch it. Okay. So after he did a bunch of, he didn't really have a lot of acting after Wonder Years. He did a bunch of like reality shit. He was on he was a contributor on VH1's I Love the 80s. He was on Hogan Knows Best.
I loved the 80s.
I loved Hogan Knows Best.
He was on
really
Scott
did.
Baio is 45 ... and single.
Aww.
Okay. He served as a senior. See, I'm getting this picture that he's kind of a like exactly like his character on the show, like he's a douche. He was a senior vice president of a media and communications company in Birmingham, Alabama. He relocated
what?
There.
A
he worked there from 01 to 03, and then events led to a fraud scandal, and then he later sued them for $300,000. He did some kind of world championship wrestling thing for a little while. He was also in another reality show, I Want to Be a Hilton. Hulk Hogan Celebrity Championship Wrestling, all kinds of like,
so
you know.
So he's friends with Hulk Hogan.
All kinds
yeah,
of D-list
it's like a
shit.
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he now.
Minus the porn. Mm-hmm.
He now, with a guy named Eric Bischoff, he and this guy are, they have a production company.
Oh.
And they make reality television. And
sounds
so
like a
they
safe
had a
space.
Show called Outlaw Country, mm-hmm. which was a reality crime drama and whatever. But so if you go to his Twitter page, it says executive producer, actor, co-founder of Bischoff Hervey Entertainment, which is, and then he's like, AKA the brother from hell about the Wonder Years, it says Nashville/Los Angeles. And then if you scroll down just a couple, there's a fucking retweet of a Scott Baio tweet who's a fucking huge Trump head asshole.
Oh.
And in Scott Baio's tweet, he goes, this deplorable washed up has-been is headed on a family golf trip. He's tweeting from a private jet, Scott Baio. And he retweeted that. So I'm like, you're a douche by association. And that's kind of what Jason Hervey's up to.
Are there any,
you guys. Oh, and when you click on his website, which is bhe.tv, it says the site can't be reached.
Oh.
Are there any recent photos?
Yes, I will show you him.
I would just like to see how he's aged.
Yeah, like, can you see in that there? He kind of looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Can I see?
He looks the same. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Just kind of like a spiky, blondie sort of hair. Oh, wait,
That's a bigger version.
He looks a little bit bloated and like, yeah, not great. anyway, that's where he been.
Boo.
In case you guys were wondering. Oh my
God. We were all doing our own separate bit.
Everybody's.
I said boo. Chrissy said boo. You said wondering.
The grinder.
All right.
We're a bad improv team.
Dude, I know. I'm not yes-anding to this improv team.
Whatever.
All right. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to get a little secret from one of our friends. Hi, guys. We're back, and it's time for I'll Tell You Mine If You Tell Me Yours. We're going to get a little secret from one of our pals.
Mm-mm. I'll never tell.
Hi, guys. It's Kara, and I am sitting here with a hilarious stand-up comedian from New York. So excited to have her in L.A. right now. Guys, she's going to give us a secret, Miss Leah Bonema.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. And this is a thing that I've been doing, and I'm just going to name it out loud. So as soon as Halloween season comes and, you know, they start putting the candy out at the end of August. I have a thing with candy corn, and I can't stop myself. So I have to actually stop going into pharmacies, but then I can't not go into pharmacies because how am I going to get my bath oil? And so I'll get a bag of candy corn and then I'll bring it home and I'll eat it. And then I'll be like, why don't you put the rest in the freezer? Because I really like it always been in the freezer because when it starts to thaw, it's a little bit softer than it was and it kind of melts and that fake sugar is like, what? And then I'll just eat a whole bag and then I'll get really sick. So then I'd buy it again and then I'll throw it away. And then I threw the bag away. And then the next morning I went into the fucking trash can and I pulled it out and I ate. I was like, we're done. So then I bought another bag. This is like, I bought so many bags. And then I was like, so then I ate some of it and I was like, okay, that's it. You can't keep it in the house. So then I poured water in it and threw it in the trash can. But then I laid awake being like, I wish you hadn't poured water in it. So then the next time I got it, I had a few and then I put it in a public trash can. So that's my, embarrassing relationship with candy corn and trash can eating.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. I literally just did a show this past weekend where I got shamed for liking candy corn and I feel like I just found my sister. Thank you.
It's a divisive candy.
Yeah.
I'll never tell.
Wow.
Love a good secret. We've been having some really good ones lately. I feel like we started on a good streak with Daniel Cotton, with your brother.
Yeah.
And Elliot, I thought, had a great secret last week.
Totally agree.
Okay, guys, that is us for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, subscribe, tell a friend. We need more listeners, as always. Every podcast wants more listeners. Even the really popular ones are like, rate, listen, subscribe. Guys, let's talk about textpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a little note. We're on Starburns Audio. Thank you, everybody at Starburns. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, everybody. And bye.
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 It's a good show. Pros. Lowe's wants to help you keep working. That's why we're open for Pro Business Hours 6 to 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday. You'll find the quantities you expect with dedicated Pro associates and loaders to help you get what you need fast and load you up curbside. Now, more than ever, we know you need to win every single bid. You can count on Lowe's for special values on Pro trusted brands and savings when you buy in bulk. Save yourself a trip by shopping lowesforpros.com, where we can ship thousands of items to your doorstep or to the job site. Lowe's is open and Pro ready.